Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, William Penn, Pennsylvania. The news was striking midweek that William Penn's statue in Philadelphia and Welcome Park would be removed permanently. I was flabbergasted. And so I turned to Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, writing in the Wall Street Journal often, to help me understand this decision. Fortunately, there is a very happy outcome, and it involves the new governor of Pennsylvania. Here's Selena to explain the mystery of the National Park Service seeking to permanently remove a statue of the founder of Pennsylvania, born 1644, died 1718, William Penn, Billy Penn. Here's Selena.
So it's such an astounding moment in American political decisions, right? Or bureaucratic decisions. William Penn is beloved, and it's one of the few men that both Philadelphians and people from Pittsburgh can agree that this guy was a great man. He was the original social justice warrior. If you don't know much about Quakers, they're pacifist, but they're also very inclusive. And they were very, Penn in particular, who, by the way, began his life as an upper middle class, an upper crust member of a British society, who rebuffed his Anglican family and became a Quaker because he was inspired by the persecution that the Quakers experienced. And the decision was made by the Independence Hall National Park Service to get rid of William Penn bronze statue, which is in Welcome Park in the city of Philadelphia, and what it's been scrubbed now, but their original statement was he was going to be permanently removed. There was no chance for him to come back, and they were opening up suggestions from the public for who can replace him, who's more quote unquote inclusive. Well, as soon as Josh Shapiro saw that, he was basically like, well, wait a minute, we're doing what? And he and his team got on the phone with the Biden administration, and within less than 24 hours, the National Park Service put out a statement, said, yeah, never mind, we're not getting rid of Billy Penn, to which most of Philadelphia breathed a sigh of relief, because for decades, the curse of Billy Penn, which is when his statue was overshadowed by a skyscraper, as legend goes, caused Philadelphia sports teams to not win any championship, was then a small statue of William Penn was put on top of the Comcast Center, and voila, the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series the next year.
More of this later.